You have been reporting on education in Florida for a long time. So what are the big issues that are coming down the pike this year?
So Governor Ron DeSantis wants a pretty hefty teacher pay raise. He wants to boost starting salaries to about $47,500. To tell you how big that is, here in the Panhandle, Gadsden County has one of the lowest starting salaries at around $33,000. So you're talking about a lot of money. In addition to that, he also wants another $300 million for a bonus program. You're talking, when all of this is said and done, about a $1 billion boost into K-12. And the question that lawmakers have and where he's already starting to run into pushback is, where the heck are we going to get that $1 billion from? Something is going to have to give. And already you're seeing a little bit of blowback on that proposal. I think it's House Speaker Jose Oliva, who was very sort of lukewarm to it. And then you're going to have to deal with, you know, if they pass and if they allocate this money, how does it filter down? Because teacher pay is something that is negotiated down at the individual school district level. So that is probably one of the biggest priorities for session. And that is definitely going to be one that involves a lot of tug of war between the legislature, Governor DeSantis, and even the teachers union.
So, William, I mean, one thing that legislators must do, and really the only thing that they must do during the session, is pass a budget. And this is a good money year. This is not a lean year. The economy's going along pretty well. What does the money look like this year? Lynn was mentioning more money towards education. Is that going to be a battle? Because the state does have some money.
It certainly will be a battle. The state does have some money, but it also has some major needs. Education is one of them. The prison system is another. We'll probably talk about that later. And this could be one of Governor Ron DeSantis' first real conflicts with the legislature, because after he's had a wonderful honeymoon for his first year in office, because he has staked himself out for a sharp increase in teacher pay. And as Lynn mentioned, some legislators, including Jose Oliva, the very powerful Speaker of the State House, are not super crazy about the idea.
It doesn't seem like one of the most divisive issues. Everybody likes to see money going towards education. Everybody likes to see teachers paid more. You hardly ever hear people shouting, no, we don't want more money for teachers.
Sure, but the question is how much and how they do it. The teachers union, the teachers themselves, are not crazy about DeSantis's proposal, because it's yet another bonus program. The dirty little secret here is that the Republican legislature does not want to simply appropriate enough money for the schools to pay teachers well, because, as Lynn mentioned, salaries are actually negotiated at the district level with the teachers union, and the Republican legislators hate the teachers union and don't want to do anything that would involve them with the process. They want to themselves set the amounts of money that teachers get and set the criteria for it. And that's why we end up with these endless bonus programs instead of simply teachers' raises,